Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, the one who is the bread of life. We worship today, we receive today with great faith and joy. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel, this famous miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. We pray as we continue to consider God's word. Lord, pour out the Holy Spirit upon your church now and always. Pour out the Spirit as your word is taught and preached and heard. Give understanding, give faith, give peace and joy to your church in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, how many of you love math? You were or are a great math student. School starts in about 10 days, kids. Well, if you kind of like math, you're a math student, the sermon may be a bit appealing to you. Today I want to talk about subtraction and addition. Our gospel lesson is a very famous miracle. Jesus feeds the 5,000. It is mentioned four times in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all write about this miracle. And there's only one other miracle that's mentioned four times, and that's the resurrection of Jesus. So it's a very important miracle. The Spirit tells us this miracle four times. What's he trying to teach us? Well, there's many, many lessons, and I'll get into some of them today, but I want to especially share one lesson. It's a message about subtraction and addition. We, because we are sinners and selfish and tired and busy, we tend to subtract from the kingdom, but the Lord adds and multiplies in spite of us often. Let's talk about subtraction first. This miracle is a good illustration of how we often tend to subtract from the kingdom of God. That's the disciples in the story. You have 5,000 people plus that have gathered around Jesus. That's just the men. You add in the women, the children, a crowd of 15, 20, 30,000. We don't know. It's a big, big crowd. And they're all there to see Jesus. These people are prime prospects for the kingdom of God, to be saved and to be followers. Prime prospects. They're fertile ground, we would say. And they're right there. They want to learn of Jesus, be with Jesus. They want him to heal their sick and those that have diseases. They want Christ. They want Jesus. They want to learn. They're right there. Prime prospects. And what do the disciples do with this crowd? It's getting late. They've been out there for a while. They're out in some desolate place. John the Baptist has been killed, he's been beheaded, so Christ and the disciples are grieving a bit, tired, they want to be by themselves. The crowd's come and followed. Prime prospects, this crowd. They really want Christ. They've traveled long and far to see him, and the disciples say, send them away. You think of anything worse for the church to say to people that come seeking, go away. Send them away, we can't help. Go find what you're looking for somewhere else, buddy. We can't help you. I can't think of hardly sadder words than the disciples. These are the disciples. And they believe, but they're sinning here. Send them away and let them go get food. Bottom line is they are subtracting 5,000 plus people from the kingdom of heaven by their lack of compassion, their lack of love, their lack of understanding of the situation. They commit two big mistakes. Number one, they want to send the people away. You never send one away from Jesus. How dare we ever push someone away from Jesus? These people need Jesus. And number two, they really are focusing on the wrong needs of the people. They're focusing on the people's temporal needs. Food for the stomach. What the people need is the bread of life for their souls, Jesus. But they're all about the stomach and temporal needs. Oh, they're hungry, Lord. I don't find anywhere in the text where anyone in the crowds asks for any food. They have Jesus. They can skip a meal to be with Jesus. Would you skip a meal for Jesus? I hope you would. They want Jesus. They're not hungry in here. They're hungry in here, the heart. So they're missing out on the total need of the people. They don't need temporal food. They can get that tomorrow. But they need the bread of life, who's the real food in front of them, Jesus and his word. Send them away. The disciples are grieving. They miss John the Baptist too. They're shook up by that. They want time to cry. They want time to pray, to be off by themselves. We understand. They're busy. They're tired, burdened men. Get out of here. We just don't have time for you. You know, we here in Knoxville, we have hundreds and thousands of prime prospects for the kingdom, too, all around us. I realize there's many people that are hardened to God, don't want God, they're mad at God, and they're hard ground. We still work on them, too. God can break hard ground. But there are many people that are just like this crowd, that they want God. They don't know who God exactly is, but they're kind of spiritual. God's put that hunger in our hearts for Him. And they want something spiritual. They want God. They want to learn. Maybe they want to be part of a church. And tell me about it, because I want something more than sports and money and pleasure. I want something eternal and real for my heart, peace and joy. A lot of people want that. They're prime prospects that are yearning for the Lord. And yet, so often the church pushes people away. We push them away. We're tired. What can we do? We don't have a big enough church. We can't meet all the needs out there. We don't have enough money. We can't do everything. Let them go to another church. Let them go somewhere else. We can't help. Sorry. Selfish, tired, busy people that don't have time for the needs of others. Do we realize we're pushing them away from Jesus? Not just temporal things, but from the Son of God? How dare we? You know, there's a group of us here in church that have been talking about having a German fest this fall. You probably hear more about it here soon. And Laura Holm is a member of our church. She works over here at Channel 6. She's a reporter. Some of you know her. And she said, if you have that, to promote that event, we can have you come over and do an interview at Channel 6. We'll put you on TV and you can talk about the German fest to promote it. And my sister-in-law, Ellen, was here this week. That's Ann's sister from Michigan. And I was sharing that. Yeah, Channel 6 might even do an interview. And wow, this would be great. She said immediately, Paul, you don't want to do the interview. You don't do the interview. Have Megan and Carter go over. They're young and good-looking. In other words, you're old and ugly. You shouldn't be on TV. And that's one time I really didn't have anything to say back. A rare time. Yeah, I think we're like that in the church. You don't look right, we don't want you. You're not German? I don't know. You don't know our hymnal? You mean you don't know the liturgy? We're not sure we want you. You don't dress right? You're going out. You've got to dress up. You and your kids don't have proper manners right away in church? Get them out of here. They don't know how to act in church. Where's the love? Where's the patience to teach? We dare not, by our coldness of heart, push people away from Jesus. Sometimes we subtract from the kingdom. But the good news is that in spite of us, the Lord adds and adds and multiplies blessings in His kingdom. The Lord wants to use us where we're willing and we're eager to cooperate and show love and compassion. We're often not like that. We're too busy and we ignore people and push them out. The Lord, in spite of us, in spite of the disciples, He still does His work, in spite of them. Oh, how He blesses that crowd. 5 loaves, 2 fish. 5,000 plus people. Like I said, maybe 20, 30,000. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Here's a quick math question. I said this is about math a little bit today. 5 plus 2 equals what? 7. Very good, Luke. Good you're paying attention, unlike your father, too. Thank you. I'll get to that in a moment. The 5 plus 2, perfect number, 7, God's perfect number. Perfect food is a sign here. But let me ask this second math question. Now think, 5 plus 2 plus 1 equals what? And don't say 8. 5 loaves, 2 fish plus Jesus, the Son of God, and you have 5,000 plus well-fed and happy. That's the power of the one. The Son of God, the bread of life, the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus. When Jesus takes 5 loaves and 2 fish in His hands, when He's added to the bread and the fish, oh, the blessings. Everybody's happy. Everybody's satisfied. They all have it. And they go home well fed because of Jesus, the one who is there. How He adds and adds and multiplies. As I said, this is a very important miracle. 4 times mentioned. Why? It's not a miracle that he's just showing he's God and he can feed our bellies. There is that shallow lesson, certainly. It's a sign for the church of how he wants to feed his church and the world with what really counts, himself. That's what the miracle's about. It's a miracle about worship. The feeding of the 5,000 happens today right here in God's house. It's continued for 2,000 years. The five loaves most all interpreters see as a sign of the word of Jesus. We are to think back to Moses. Moses gave the people five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He gave them the word of God, the Torah. Now Jesus has five loaves. He gives the gospel. He gives something better than Moses. He's greater than Moses. He feeds us himself the bread of life, something Moses could never do because he was a sinner who died. Christ lives. We might think of the five loaves in a simple way here in church. We have absolution, where I forgive you all your sins in his name. We have the Old Testament reading, the epistle, the gospel, the sermon. You get five loaves of God's word. The two fish most everybody takes is the sacrament. Meat, fish, this is an extra, wonderful. The two fish, his body and blood given to us. He's the fish. He gives us himself. And if you go on in John's gospel, go home and read John 6. Jesus explains all this after he does this miracle. The real food you need is me. Let's be clear about this. You don't just need bread and fish. You need me to live. Eat my flesh and drink my blood and you'll live. I'm what you need. Let's be clear. I'm the food. So this miracle continues today. We come. We 150, whatever we have, and early church some too. And he feeds and multiplies and adds. I forgive you all your sins. That's six words. I forgive you all your sins, the word of God. And you add those, you add one Jesus to six words, you have 150 people forgiven of their sins. Not by my word, it's his word. That's the power of his word. The power of forgiveness. He does not count your sins against you. You are washed and clean. That's the power of the word of God that we often take for granted. I forgive you all your sins in Jesus' name. And bread and wine, it looks so simple here. A little wafer, a little bit of wine. It hardly even gets your lips wet. Oh, what can it possibly be? But here, because of the power of Christ, here he gives us his body in, with, under that bread. Gives us his very blood in, with, under the wine. He is truly here and he multiplies himself. He multiplies his forgiveness, his life to all who receive. How can it be? He's God. He makes it happen. If you were there on that hillside or that desolate place there in Matthew 14, you saw Jesus lift up five loaves and two fish and thank God, you'd laugh. You're thanking God for five loaves and two fish? What kind of Jesus are you when you got to feed 30,000 people? Yet they all go home full. And so people mock communion. What is this? Bread and wine. It's not bread and wine. With it is the body and blood of Jesus. He gives himself here to everyone who receives in faith. And oh, the power, the forgiveness, the life and salvation we have because we have Jesus. This miracle happens here. One last math question. Jesus plus us. We hear Jesus' word, five loaves. We eat of Jesus, the two fish. Jesus plus us equals what? And don't say two. Jesus plus us equals eternal life. Jesus plus us equals glory. Jesus plus the church equals the New Jerusalem, the pearly gates, the gold streets, the resurrection of our bodies to immortal glory. That's all by the power of Jesus who connects himself to us sinners, lives in us, dwells with us. What a Lord. Jesus plus us is life eternal. So in this miracle, we repent. For we're like the disciples. We subtract. Let them go somewhere else. Send them away. But oh, we rejoice that our Lord adds and adds and adds and multiplies. He gives us himself today and all the blessings of heaven. And may he now use us to add and add and add hundreds and thousands to his kingdom. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.